Dear Mr. Bush, hi, this is Charles. Sorry about kicking that. So I'm just sitting here, and I just don't feel like typing and updating the website, and, you know, I'm having one of those days where I you know that feeling, George, when you don't trust people and you're standing in the midst of a crowd of 2,000 people and they're all saying, George, go home, or something like that? Yeah, I know you know that feeling. It's horrible, isn't it? By the way, hi to Ari and to Don and John. I'm not trying to make fun of you. I just don't feel like typing. And so I figure if you'll just indulge me for a minute, you'll even have a laugh or two if you can just understand that I don't mean any disrespect. This is the way I talk to my friends. Because you need to know that I really don't hate you or anything. This isn't, like, real personal for me. Although, since I got religion, it's been a little more personal. It's been pretty amazing. Have you noticed? I mentioned products. The stock goes up. I don't know why. It could be just synchronicity, or I don't know, maybe people are listening. I don't know. Don't care. See, when I started doing this website, the funny part was is I just decided I was going to do it, and if people found it, I didn't even have it in the search engines for the longest time. It was online for, I don't know, 4 months, and then I finally, you know, we launched it on July 4th, and let's see, wasn't going to worry about it. See, that's the thing about me is I just figured, you know, I'm going to put it out there, and if people like it, they'll tell people. And it was amazing until all the email stuff started happening and all. I can't imagine what kind of emails they got to them. It's not right. But anyway, so apparently it didn't matter that they couldn't communicate with me. They just kind of like, I had written out that manual and everything, and you know, and then started catching on to what was really going on, and all that good stuff that impeded me. And, I think I did say hi to Don, didn't I? Good. What instrument is it, Don? I really like that. What was it? Same old song and dance. That one really cracked me up. Anyway, I'll get on with this. I'm sorry. See, I feel like I've gotten to know you guys, and you probably feel it's unfortunate that you've sort of gotten to know me, too. You know, really, the funny part is I come on with this voice out of nowhere, and here I am, I'm, you know, as laid back as this all the time with all my friends. I don't even have to be hiding to act like this. This is the way I really am. And I feel called to do what I need to do. I don't want to be doing this tonight. It's the last thing I want to be doing. 649 people. Does that make you proud? You know, jam the streets a little bit, and, you know, it isn't anti-capitalist, it isn't these people are driven to extremes because their condition is such that they're looking for anything that sounds better. It's kind of like the idea of communism, which is a workable system if it's uncorrupted. Just as capitalism and free markets is a good system if it's uncorrupted. I understand the theories. I don't know why I understand the theories, but I do. And just had a lot of account exposure and some good reading. You know, I first caught that Commanding Heights program. I couldn't go to sleep one night. Just nothing wrong. Just, you know, one of those nights where I was thinking about stuff. So I turned on PBS, and there was Commanding Heights, you know, session one. I didn't even see the last one. Never could find it, but my God, it was such a great reference and opened my eyes to so many things. It was amazing. And, you know, I went, wow, all this information is out there and you just don't know it. Kind of inspired me. But just with that little bit of exposure with, I think I saw 3 programs, it was pretty clear. So then I got that book and a few more books, and I don't hardly ever read books all the way through. But I got the concepts. I thought the most fascinating one was the guy in India who got it all down to an equation with, you know, the plug to retained earnings being, you know, whatever the war cost. Real interesting theory. Just like, you know, I understand that the reason why, you know, production would be going up on durable goods is because the devaluation of the dollar has caused affordability to foreign markets, so you're selling outside the U.S. Meanwhile, the people in the United States are being downgraded in their expectations so you can implement your way of doing things. It's just not right. It's not America. It's not democracy. You know, you want to know what one of the funniest things is? So I watched this movie. Which one is that? The Hobbit one. Anyway, it was The Hobbit when we were growing up. So anyway, my mother left me her Bible. She insisted that I take it long before she, you know, anybody knew she was dying. And I had my father's ring, and I had this little letter opener sword with a horse head on it and a leather sheath. Really cool. And the other thing she left me was an Islamic prayer map, or mat, you know, that, and it's got, I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's got that big, it's in Jerusalem. But it's that big thing, what is it, the throne of David? Is that what it is? In the middle of the circle there where people go to worship? That, you know, one side is walled up now on the Palestinian side, I believe. It's amazing. Didn't really get too much more from her. Oh, her camera, her Polaroid camera. And this material that looks like Egyptian kind of material. That she never did tell me why she gave it to me. Looks like it's big enough to be kind of like a toga. It's amazing. It's weird. Nonetheless, see, I'm on the side of the Palestinians, and I'm on the side of the Israelis. I think it could work, you know, if people would just agree to have it work for everybody. It's that simple. You got enough money. I don't, but that's another story. Of course, you probably know something about that. Anyway, by the way, I got my mail back. I really don't know who did it, but it was funny because I went to the mailbox and it was all tied up in a nice little stack with rubber bands on it. Very neat. A lot neater than I keep it. Like I said, I don't know who did that. It was pretty funny, though. Our mailman never does that. Anyway. So, the deal is, as I was explaining to Mr. Sharon on his side of the message center, that, see, I understand war and all that stuff, but it's one thing if there's an imperative to go to war, like a real imperative, you know, like, if they really were going to strike us, you know, within a week, I'd say hit the button. Wouldn't blink. I mean, I would think about it a lot, you know, to make sure. But that was the only alternative. But see, you know, and this is no disrespect for Mr. Hussein either, because I'm not going to say anything like that. But what I am going to say is that even if what you were going to do is take him out, you know you're going to kill other people, and that we've already allowed a lot of other people to die, children to die. Just doesn't seem right. See, that's the issue. That's the issue. It's if, you know, and I mean no disrespect to anybody, if we've got these teams that can go in by night and take somebody out. I mean, I'm not into having a policy where it's okay to go in and assassinate leaders of other countries. But if that's what you're going to do, then do that. Why, you know, why hurt so many other people? See, that's what's scurrilous about it. At what price? And it can't be about avenging your father. It just can't. I mean, I understand it. I would be angry too. If you were, See, when you tell me that if they got materials, it would be 1 to 2 years, I'm saying to myself, that means we have 8 months to work it out. But see, the problem is with the world is people don't want to work it out. They just want to go, well, we got away with that, and move on and just, you know, act like, what do you have to be mad about? That's what's caused everything that's going wrong. It isn't about domination. It isn't about, you know, Muslim or Islamic fundamentalism. It isn't about any of those things. You know, you want to talk about what's in the Islamic, the Quran, that's violent and horrible. Well, golly, gee whiz, read the Bible. All kinds of horrible wars. People wanting more territory and more taxes and more money. It's insane. It's insane. It has to end. It will end. One way or the other. That's, excuse my language, that's the hell of it. That's the true hell of it. You know? And like, I'm a real human being. I get mad at people. I get happy with people. I'm like a little boy a lot of times. And I like it that way. So it keeps me going. Laughing at it. And just having fun being a part of it. I wish that's all there was to worry about. But there's so much more. Clearly, you know, I'm not making up the stuff out of the Bible. You know, I do stuff that's documented. Same thing like Stephen Hatfield. I had information that looked credible. All I was asking is, are we going to do something or not? I know, you know, in your mind, you probably think I don't have a right to say something like that. But here you are. Somebody's listening to this. It's weird, isn't it? Learned a lot over the years. And you know, I really don't care what, like, people think of me. I mean, ultimately I do, I wish, but I just gotta do what I gotta do. Now the funny part is, the funny part is you probably think I have some linkage to all these protesters going on. It's like, I don't have to. Apparently they come and they get inspired by what they hear and they do what they do. And I'm not saying I have anything to do with it at all. It might just be that I'm like feeling it and talking about it and then it happens. You know, it's synchronicity. Just on the same, it's the same receiving channel, you know. And I'm just because, you know, I don't know. All I know is it needs to stop. It just needs to stop. See, you don't have the right to scare the American people into a war in order to win an election. I'm trying to sit here not to use words that accuse you of things, okay? I'm just trying to say, that the American people as a whole will and are reaching a point where they're not going to be putting up with being pushed around anymore. And it doesn't take me to tell them that. They're doing it on themselves. You know, I don't know, maybe they read the site. I don't know. I don't care. I'm just speaking it into existence. That's kind of what this is all about at this point. So, it's like we got a lot of problems. You know, the dock workers, I mean, I've known for 6 weeks that you intend to use troops to replace them, to break the union. It's not right. Maybe they got room to give, I don't know. I don't know what the issues are. All I know is that you are not in favor of American labor in any way, shape, or form. You're breaking the back of the American people, and it must end. And see, that's not even a threat from me. That's just telling you what's going to happen. Because the American people will not put up with it. And I don't care if you call out the militia against them or not, they will not put up with it. They're pretty darn well armed, remember? And they don't need me telling them anything like that. They'll just do it. It's just what'll happen. It's natural. It's like the Palestinians. I wish they'd calm down. I understand their rage. But that's just what people do. You know, people stop wars in order to rise to the greater good. It's so simple. All you have to do is just be good to people, and you're not. Yeah. I yell at my TV every time you say that you're being good to people. You bring up the right subjects, you just don't do it. And it's lying. I can prove it time and time again if that's what you want to make me do. It's easy to do. So, I want to be clear, no disrespect to your father. You know, I'll say I almost voted for him, but I may have too, I'm not sure. I was impressed by him, you know. And I think he made some mistakes in presentation, but as a president, it appeared to me he wasn't that bad. I mean, I didn't agree with all of his policies, but, you know, playing under the rules of do no harm, he was a pretty good president. As far as I could tell. And, so I don't mean him any disrespect. But I do want to say, George, it's got to stop. It's just got to stop. That's all I got to say. You have a good night. Hi, this is